You know that old saying, the cobbler's children have no
It's
shoes?
a classic, yeah. The expert who's so busy fixing everyone else's problems that they forget about their own.
Exactly. And you see this in business all the time. You have these companies that are just wizards at what they do, the cobbler, right? But they're so busy with the actual work, they struggle to tell the world about it.
Right, their marketing just falls by the wayside.
Yeah, because their expertise is all tied up in, delivery.
It's the paradox of being an expert. You're too busy being great to tell anyone you're great.
Well, today we're going to try and solve that paradox. We're looking at a fascinating hypothetical collision between two very different players.
Okay.
On one side, we've got what you could call the old guard of performance, a company called CallSource.
Right. And old guard is definitely a compliment here. I mean, these guys basically pioneered call tracking.
Right.
If you run a car dealership, a dental office, whatever, and you need to know which ad actually made the phone ring,
Right.
you call CallSource. They deal in hard data.
And on the other side, we've got the, let's say, new kid on the block, a tool called Auto Content API. And honestly, calling it just a content tool feels like a huge understatement.
Yeah, it calls itself an industrial engine for media.
An industrial
It's
engine.
not a chatbot, it's infrastructure. The claim is that it turns raw data into podcasts, videos, articles, all at a scale that human teams literally can't match.
So here's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to take CallSource, this data-rich, service-heavy company, and see what happens if we plug it into the hyperscalability of Auto Content API.
It's a question of what happens when you have the fuel, which is all of CallSource's data, and you finally find an engine that's big enough to actually burn it.
And just to give you a little taste of what we're talking about, the economics here are, well, we're talking about going from production costs of maybe $15,000 down to pennies.
Cost is going to be a huge part of this, but let's start with the who. Let's really unpack what CallSource does.
Okay, let's do it. Because CallSource isn't just about recording calls. They're deep in the weeds of what they call performance management. They work with these massive industries, automotive, home services, healthcare.
And the problem they solve is, well, it's companies just bleeding cash. I was looking at their case studies, and some of the numbers are startling. There's this one example of Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Oh, I saw that one. But let's think about it from the owner's perspective for a second.
Okay.
You own this HVAC company. You're spending thousands every month on ads, Google, radio, mailers, everything. The phone is ringing, but your revenue isn't really moving.
It's the frustration of the blind spend. You know money is going out, but you have no idea which door the customers are actually walking in through.
Exactly. So Snyder Heating plugs in CallSource. They start tracking the specific sources for their calls. And what do they find?
They were pouring money into ad channels that were basically dead ends.
Right. And by just cutting those dead ends, they saved over $45,000.
That's not just found money. That is literally stopping the bleeding.
45 grand, that's a full salary for some roles,
Yeah.
just saved. And then you've got Jenkins and WinFord. This one's even more interesting because it wasn't about the ads, it was about the people.
Correct. They used CallSource to listen to how their own staff handled incoming calls. And it turned out they were just fumbling leads.
So what happened?
Some basic accountability, a little bit of training, and they added $17,500 in monthly service revenue.
Monthly. That's over 200 grand a year.
Right. So CallSource clearly has the goods. They have these amazing testimonials from dental offices, hearing centers, you name it. They have features that alert managers when a deal is falling apart in real time.
Yeah.
But here's the bottleneck.
The cobbler's children.
Precisely. They have these incredible stories, like Jenkins and Wynn, but where do they live? Usually trapped as text on a website, or maybe buried on page 10 of a PDF case study.
Which, let's be honest, you're not reading page 10 of a PDF unless you are deep in the research phase. You're skimming headlines and you're moving on.
And that's the challenge. To grow, they need to get these complex data insights to busy general managers, to business owners who just don't have time to read. We've hit content saturation.
Just too much stuff out there.
Well, it means the barrier to growth isn't distribution anymore. You could post on YouTube or Spotify for free. The barrier is production. To cut through all that noise, you need volume and quality.
And a company like CallSource, their marketing team can't film 10 high-quality videos a day.
Exactly. So enter the engine. Let's talk about Auto Content API.
Okay, so their whole philosophy is, and I'm quoting here, decoupling ideation from production.
Decoupling ideation from production.
Break that down for me.
In the traditional model, if you want a video, a human has the idea, writes the script, films it, edits it. It's this linear process where the idea and the making are totally tied together.
Okay.
Auto Content API says, no, content is a data transformation task.
Data transformation. I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. We've seen automated content before. It usually just looks like spam. Why is this different?
That's a fair point. And the difference is the input. Spam is usually garbage in, garbage out. This tool works by taking high-quality, structured data, like a call source report or a verified case study, and then transforming it.
So it isn't just making things up from scratch?
No, not at all. You feed it a text report, it spits out a podcast. You feed it a blog post, it spits out a video. And it does this headless.
Headless content production. That sounds a little ominous.
Yeah. Think of it like a ghost kitchen for content. There's no storefront, no waiters. You just send the order, the raw data directly to the kitchen, and the meal, the video or podcast comes out the delivery window instantly.
It runs in the background, all via code.
Exactly.
The capabilities seem wild. The inputs can be pretty much anything, and the outputs are explainer videos, podcasts, even things like deep research.
Yeah, and this brings us back to the economics, which you mentioned at the top.
Yeah, these numbers really blew my mind, but I'm still a little skeptical. Manual podcast, episode recording, editing, all that, it's going to cost you, what, $150 to $500 on the low end?
And that's if you're being thrifty, yeah. Mm. Auto Content API claims it can do it for between 10 cents and 2 euros.
10 cents? I mean, again, is the quality actually listenable?
Well, that's the big leap we're seeing in, you know, 2025, 2026.
Yeah.
The synthetic voices are getting to a point of, well, indistinguishable reality. Mm. And because the cost curve shifts from linear to logarithmic, you can afford to generate 100 versions to find the one that's perfect.
Okay, so you have call source with the gold hidden in their data, and you have this machine that can refine that gold at an insane scale. Let's play matchmaker. What does this actually look like in the real world?
Okay, let's start with the most immediate pain point, client reporting.
Right. Call source provides these detailed reports on performance missed calls, how the staff is doing, but put yourself in the user's shoes. A general manager at a Ford dealership. It's Tuesday morning, he's got inventory problems, three mechanics called in sick, and he gets an email from CallSource with a CSV file attached.
Is he opening that file? Probably not. He marks it as unread and hopes he'll get to it later, which he won't. And that's where the value just evaporates.
So here's the alternative. CallSource uses the API. They feed that weekly CSV performance data straight into it.
Okay, so the input is the raw numbers. Right. Missed calls are down 20%. Appointment conversion is up 5%.
And the output, a 5-minute audio briefing podcast specifically tailored for that general manager.
Wow, okay, that is powerful. Instead of opening a spreadsheet, the GM gets in his car to drive home, hits play, and hears two AI hosts discussing his dealership.
Exactly. It sounds like, hey, looking at the service department data this week, missed calls are down significantly. Great job to the team. But we did notice a spike in hold times around noon on Tuesday. It's totally personalized.
And their materials mention voice cloning. This is where it gets really interesting and maybe a little eerie.
How so?
A company like CallSource, which is all about relationships, they could clone their CEO's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or, even better, the voice of the specific account manager for that dealership.
So it actually sounds like their rep is giving them the update personally.
Exactly. It solves what I call the CEO paradox. Clients always want to hear from the top person, but the CEO has zero time. With this, one account manager's voice could deliver a personalized update to 500 different clients at the same time.
That is the definition of a revolution in client reporting. You're turning data into a conversation. That has to change the retention game completely.
It does. If I'm listening to a podcast about my own business, I am not tuning out. I'm engaged. And if I'm engaged, I'm seeing the value of CallSource, and I'm not canceling my subscription.
Okay, so that handles keeping current clients happy. What about getting new ones? We mentioned that hearing center earlier, CSG Better Hearing. They increased their conversion from 45% to 78%. That's a killer stat.
It is. But if it's just text on a testimonials page, it's passive. It's just waiting for someone to find it.
So CallSource uses the explainer video's endpoint. They take every single one of those testimonials on their site, could be hundreds of them, and automatically generate a 60 to 90 second video for each one.
And the API just handles the visuals.
Yep. It adds avatars, subtitles, background images, all automatically.
The impact of that on SEO is just massive.
Yeah.
The research mentions dwell time. If you have a video on your landing page, users stick around longer. And that makes the page 53 times more likely to rank on page 1 of Google.
53 times? That seems incredibly high.
Google loves video. It signals quality. It signals that you're a rich resource, not just a thin page of text.
But there's another angle here, right? Short form video. TikTok, Reels, Shorts. I feel like every B2B company tries this and it just feels cringe.
That's because they try to make it viral instead of making it valuable.
Right.
With the API, CallSource could run totally faceless channels. Imagine a channel just called Tips for HVAC Owners.
Right. They don't even have to brand it heavily as CallSource at first. They just start providing real value based on all the data they have.
And because the API can pump out 3 to 5 posts a day, which is what you need to beat the algorithm, they can just dominate that niche.
It's basically flooding the zone with competence.
Exactly. And the cost lets them experiment. If a video costs you €4 to make, you can afford to make 100 of them to see what sticks. If each one costs $300, you're paralyzed by the fear of it failing.
This is creative testing at scale, which leads us into a strategy that sounds a bit technical, but I think it's actually the most lucrative of all. Programmatic SEO.
This is how you capture the whole internet, essentially.
So CallSource serves all these different verticals, auto, home services, health, and they serve them in hundreds of different cities.
Right. So you've got these potential search terms like call tracking for dentists in Austin, call tracking for dentists in Dallas, call tracking for plumbers in Austin. You get the idea.
The old way to do this was to make thousands of these dummy pages where you just swap out the city name. Hello, dentist and city name.
And Google hates that. They call it thin content, and they will penalize you for it because it offers zero new value.
But this is where the API offers a fix. For each of those landing pages, you don't just swap the text. You generate unique multimedia.
So for the Austin page, the API's deep research tool writes a unique 500-word guide about the Austin dental market specifically.
And then it generates a unique city guide audio track.
And a unique video. So suddenly you have this high information density. You have text, audio, and video that is actually relevant to that very specific long-tail keyword.
You turn thin content into thick content at scale.
And just think about the competitive advantage there. Their competitors are all fighting over the big, expensive keywords like call tracking software.
Right.
By doing this, CallSource could just sweep up thousands of these smaller, high-intent keywords that nobody else can afford to target manually.
It's the long-tail strategy on steroids. You're catching people who are looking for exactly what you do right in their neighborhood.
It completely changes the math of customer acquisition.
Okay, so we've covered marketing, we've covered reporting, but CallSource is also a people optimization company. They do a lot of coaching for customer service reps.
Right, the call coaching sessions. That's a huge part of their value.
But let's be real. If I'm a new hire at a plumbing company and you hand me a 50-page manual on conflict resolution, I'm probably going to fall asleep by page 3.
It's the fastest way to kill someone's enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But the API can ingest those huge PDFs and just turn them into a bingeable podcast series.
So the new hire, instead of reading a binder, just listens to a 10-minute episode on their commute.
Episode 1. How to de-escalate the angry HVAC customer.
And because the API can do simulations, it can generate conversation examples, you could actually hear a good call versus a bad call.
It acts as a simulator.
Yeah.
The API creates a role play scenario based on CallSource's own best practices. The retention on that has to be so much higher.
You're creating a private podcast network just for your employees.
Exactly. And for a company like CallSource that prides itself on coaching, using advanced audio coaching internally is a massive credibility signal. It's practicing what you preach.
Okay, let's talk about speed. Because in the digital world, if you aren't fast, you're dead. This newsjacking concept caught my eye.
Newsjacking, yeah. The art of injecting your brand into a breaking story.
So the API has this real-time social intelligence feature. It monitors X, you know, formerly Twitter and Reddit.
So let's walk through a workflow. The API is monitoring Reddit for keywords like dealership service.
And suddenly a thread blows up. My local dealership ignored me for 20 minutes. It's going viral. People are furious.
The API detects the sentiment. It sees the anger. It triggers what they call a reaction loop.
First, deep research analyzes why it's trending. Is it a systemic problem, a specific brand?
Then it automatically produces a market alert video or podcast episode. The script explains the problem and then pivots to the solution. CallSource's performance monitoring.
Here's how to prevent your dealership from being the one that gets roasted on Reddit today.
And it posts it, time elapsed, maybe 5 minutes.
That is game-changing speed. Usually, by the time a marketing team even sees a trend, meets about it, and writes a script, the trend is over.
If you're 5 minutes late, you miss the wave. This just automates relevance.
There's one last area to cover, and it's about geography. Call Source is US-based. Their phone number is 833-YOUR-SOURCE.
But the problems they solve are universal. A missed call is bad in New York, and it's bad in Tokyo.
And Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
This is the global expansion play. Call Source could take its entire library, every blog post, every podcast, every video, and instantly republish it in Spanish, German, Japanese.
Without hiring a local team?
No local writers, no local voice actors. The API translates and resynthesizes everything.
So you multiply your total addressable market overnight.
You go from selling to 330 million people to selling to billions. And because the cost is so low, even if you only get a couple of clients in Germany, the ROI is immediately positive.
Wow. It feels like we're describing a business superpower. But I want to pull back to the big picture for a second. We've talked about a lot of tactics. What does this all mean for someone listening to this?
Well, if you look at a company like CallSource, they have the fuel. They've got the proprietary data, the success stories, the deep, deep expertise.
But they're the cobbler's children. They're bottlenecked by the time it takes to make the shoes, the content.
And Auto Content API provides the engine. It's the infrastructure that turns all that fuel into motion, into growth.
It lets a B2B company stop having to choose. You don't have to choose between a blog and a podcast, or between English and Spanish.
You can just have it all. It's about achieving what marketers call mental availability. You want to be present everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Google, all at the same time. That's how you win in 2026.
And you save a ton of money doing it.
You save money, but more importantly, you save time. And time is the one resource you can't buy more of unless you use automation.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to chew on. You mentioned something in the pre-show notes about the agentic web.
I have been thinking about this a lot.
Mm.
We are moving toward a web where humans aren't the only ones reading content.
The agentic web, explain that.
Think about AI agents, the really advanced versions of ChatGPT or Gemini acting as your personal assistant. In the near future, you won't search Google yourself. You'll just ask your agent, who is the absolute best at tracking calls for car dealers?
And the agent just goes out and reads the entire web to find the answer.
Exactly. But here's the catch, that AI needs to find structured, diverse information to verify its answer. If all your business's best data is trapped in a PDF or a siloed database, the AI might not even see you.
That's a scary thought, just being completely invisible to the AI.
But if your content is everywhere, if you have audio transcripts, structured video data, long-form articles, all cross-referenced and interlinked, you're signaling to these future agents that you are the authority.
So using tools like this isn't just about marketing to humans anymore.
No, it's about survival. If the cobbler doesn't have any digital shoes, the AI will just assume the cobbler doesn't exist.
Mm.
If you aren't publishing in machine-readable multimodal formats, you might just cease to exist in the search results of tomorrow.
Wow. That's a heavy thought to end on, but a really necessary one. It's not just about efficiency anymore, it's about existence. If you want to check out Call Source to fix your phones or Auto Content API to fix your content bottleneck, we'll have links to both in the show notes.
It's definitely worth a look.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you next time.